Good afternoon, everyone. Today's Wednesday, June 27th, 2018. It is 2 p.m. and we are convening as the governing body of the 4-H Extension Service District. Purpose of today's meeting is item number one, resolution number 2018-041 in the matter of rescinding resolution number 2255 regarding a vertical housing development zone designation by the city of Grants Pass, election not to participate.
Okay.
Explain.
Explain. Okay, so back in the day, the city created a zone where vertical housing could acquire a property tax exemption for doing vertical housing. All the taxing districts were given the option to opt out. If they didn't opt out, they're in. So everyone participated except for the 4-H board chose at that time to opt out. Do not know what their thinking was, but the actual result was that we had a 1 year when one party applied for and received a vertical housing exemption. And the assessor's office had to create a special code for that property and send a separate tax bill for the 4-H taxes that were still assessed. And that amounted to 33 cents. So looking at the cost versus the actual revenue generated, it just doesn't make sense to maintain that. There are none out there right now, but I would think that in the future with the housing crunch that there's potential for someone to come along and want it again. And I would just like to see this gone before it becomes an issue on an actual application.
Right now there's nobody affected at all?
No. Nobody's receiving it at the present time. So that's why I felt like it's a good time to do it when it's between cases, so to speak.
Okay, any questions?
No.
No? Okay.
Well, the other day, Connie, you mentioned this to me, and I want to say the amount of the bill was 44 cents?
33.
33 cents, and postage costs more than that, so we're actually costing us money to do this, so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is a resolution. So do we need a motion?
Second.
Okay.
2018-041.
And second. Second by Commissioner Morgan. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? No. Motion carries 3-0. Resolution.
Very much.
We need to sign this right now?
You bet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing it to our attention. We're not here to make your life more difficult.
Not for 33 cents. Item number two is a service agreement between the Oregon State University and Josephine County 4-H Extension Service District.
Okay, where do we, I have to admit, I don't have the absolute latest information on this one, so where do we?
This is one that's been in the works for a while. It was we've had this IGA going back since the district was formed, and it was up a while ago. We've been working, every new one has been for a 5-year term, and each time it's exactly the same except for the term. This time around they did a really wholesale change with it. And so I've been working with Arthur and have identified all these things that I still need to talk with Wally about. But Arthur has asked John Punches a couple of questions and is waiting to hear back from them. I had hoped it would be done today for you guys to sign, but it's not ready. And my understanding is that we're going to have a new person out there that mm-hmm. John's leaving.
We have that contact information if you need it.
Okay, yeah. Good. He told me there was going to be somebody new, but he didn't tell me who it was. Or
okay, at our last meeting, he was here
budget.
And we met him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So,
come from Lake County, I think.
Yeah, Lake County. And so he'll be on board at that. So when do you think, of course, I guess without talking to the new agent out there, I don't know when you can... if you can tell us, when do you want to bring this back?
We'll bring it back when what I anticipate is that we're going to have some changes to OSU put it together, and there's some things that sound like we might not be able to, they're a big change from the way that it currently is, we think, but that's why we want John to let us know. And so my sense would be that once legal finishes review, we're going to have to get together with the people up at OHU, their contracts people, and find out, because if we make changes and send it up there, it's going to have to go through there.
Why now? Was there something came up?
Because we're seriously behind in getting it done.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they've just been renewing it for 5 years and 5 years and 5 years?
Yes, but this one it's needed changing. Literally was up in 2014. So we want to go to 10 years with this one, because otherwise it's pointless. I mean, things have been working as just going right along the way they have always worked. But that's why we need to ask now why the changes that they're making. We think it was just that it's at the level of the state, the OSU.
Extension Service Program.
Yeah, and so.
The program changed at each, the state level?
The contract changed.
Who's liaison to 4-H?
I thought you were.
I'm asking this, so why haven't I seen, or Dan is the chair, I don't know. Somebody should be reviewing these just consistently with legal to saying, yes, these are policy directions that the board is prepared to go along with. I'd hate to get, you know, weighs down the road and it'd be like, I don't think we're going to do that. Or the other thing is I'd like to see, you know, if it's a 10-year deal, that it doesn't inhibit the ability for the county to assist in the effort to relocate 4-H. I think that's one of the larger potential things in the next 10 years that could definitely be a possibility. So,
and that's something that we are very aware of.
Good.
There. Yeah.
That's key. That's the thing that I can think about that would be like a pretty substantial change.
Well, and actually the new one in that respect is better, because the current one specifies that's where it's going to be. And
yeah.
The new one just says, oh, we're going to have it somewhere.
We're going to provide it.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
That's probably better in that respect.
Okay.
So you're waiting then to hear back from them, and then you will review it?
I would say.
Get something to us?
I would say we'll have it. I mean, when it goes back and forth, if you would like us to work with the liaison, if that is Commissioner Hare, we could show you the first draft of it. Yeah, I'm not sure who it is.
That was my memory, because you had you have all your awards outside your office. I think that's where we delineated you.
I want to
probably
make
probably a meeting I wasn't at.
I want to make,
we
I want
only
to make
do
sure
that sometimes.
Commissioner Hare's here, so he knows
yeah.
whether or not he's the liaison to this. I don't know.
Let's see.
We'll find out. We'll find out.
We'll find out. Okay. Try.
Oh, so on the list?
Oh. It is the full board?
Oh, Wendy said she didn't see it on the list.
Ooh. Okay.
Well, we'll figure that out.
Okay. Yep, we sure will. We'll continue.
Because remember, you're the district board, so it's mm-hmm. that weird.
Yeah. I don't know that we even talked about it this year when we were doing liaison roles, but I remember us talking about it a year ago.
Okay.
And at that time, it was you had previous experience and you had been that person. It was not a big
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, it typically goes with the chair, because
okay.
it just makes sense. Whoever's the chair of the district board. And the chair of the district board is usually the chair of this board, so it just, that's fine. I just think somebody needs to be, you know, dovetailing on this. And your liaison to legal makes perfect sense, but let's just make sure that it's
keep me in the loop.
We shall.
We'll go through it.
Well vetted.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Anything else?
We'll keep processing on this one and keep you in the loop along the way.
Keep on the loop on this one, and we're all set to go.
Excellent.
We got this one all signed.
We're a few minutes early.
So should we take a six-minute break?
We're going to adjourn the 4-H Extension Service District at 2:09, and we will reconvene at 2:15 for legal counsel update.